frustrating when you come to realize how incredibly humble you are, and you can't brag about it.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
It was the boxer Mike Tyson who said, "My power is discombobulatingly devastating. I could feel his muscle tissues collapse under my force. It's ludicrous these mortals even attempt to enter my realm." Well, I don't think anyone is going to look back on our culture and think of the word humble. 4 out of 5 Facebook posts are about me. A guy received a promotion to vice president of the company he worked for. The upgrade went to his head. For weeks, he bragged to anyone, everyone, "I'm a VP now." One day, his wife got sick of it and said, "Listen, Bob, it's not that big a deal. Everyone's a VP these days. They even have a vice president of peas at the supermarket." "Ha! Impossible," said Bob. "Call the supermarket for yourself," said his wife. So he did. "May I speak to the vice president of peas, please?" he asked. "Yes," came the reply. "Would that be for fresh peas or frozen?" Well, it seems like everybody's trying to prove they're a somebody. People are clamoring to get to the top, and it's fascinating to study the lives of those who have actually made it up there. If you haven't heard of Kanye West, well, you've probably been listening to wholesome music. Kanye is a pop icon, a rap artist. There's an oxymoron for you, sort of like Microsoft Works. Hey, I'm kidding. And Mr. West's head is so large that it's a miracle he can get in and out of buildings. Kanye recently said, "I am the number one human being in music. That means any person that's living or breathing is number two." Kanye says he doesn't read books. "Why? I feel like I'm too busy writing history to read it," he says. He also said, "My greatest pain in life is that I will never be able to see myself perform live." Oh, I think he stole that from Hall of Fame pitcher Bo Belinsky, who said, "My only regret in life is that I couldn't sit in the stands and watch myself pitch." More than 100 years ago, a lady was sitting in a ritzy hotel lobby. She turned to a well-dressed black man standing nearby and asked if he could fetch her a glass of water. The man immediately did so. Handing it to the woman, he asked, "Ma'am, is there anything else I can get for you?" She didn't know that the man serving her was the most famous African-American in the world. The president of a prestigious university, an advisor to kings and prime ministers, an internationally renowned author as well. Yet Booker T. Washington was no red carpet celebrity. When mistaken for a waiter because of the color of his skin, this humble gentleman took no offense. He was born to a slave woman on a Virginia farm in 1856. A census listed him this way: "One Negro boy, Booker, $400. Imagine. Booker lived through the Civil War and, after emancipation, received a good education. In time, he established his own training institute where liberated slaves learned the value of character, hard work, humility, and godliness. President Roosevelt dined with Booker T. Washington at the White House, then wrote, "He combined humility and dignity, and I think the explanation of his extraordinary success was that beneath his humility was really the outward expression not of a servile attitude towards any man, but of the spiritual fact that in very truth he walked humbly with his God." We could use some godly, humble leadership in this age, couldn't we? Jesus says in Matthew 23:12, "Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and whoever humbles himself will be exalted." Here's how to tell if you have a servant attitude. See how you respond when you're treated like one. As Booker T. Washington famously said, "Those who are happiest are those who do the most for others."
I was going through a huge trial in my life and had bought tickets to see Phil live a few months before, not knowing how much I'd need to hear the message of hope he brought. It kept me going until that situation got resolved. Thank you. It's amazing to hear what God is doing through Laugh Again, and we'd love to hear from you too. Email your story to info@laughagain.ca or leave us a comment on our Facebook page. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter life.